fights for the rebound, and Cernus comes away with it. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Cernus across midcourt, 2 seconds, one. Lets it fly inside the three-point line, and he hit it. Cernus got it to go at the buzzer. Adam Cernus with his first two. And the buzzer beater gives Amherst a 12-10 lead.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOF.
And, of course, we are here at Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. It's our annual boys' high school basketball preview. Huge thank you goes out to Scott and Wendy Wolf, the great folks here at Wolfie's, and our presenting sponsor, Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Tim Elkhorn, along with Rob Polinski, Jared Kozar, our on-site engineer, Matt Douglas. Boy, he's snapping pictures right and left every time a coach comes up. And next thing you know, those pictures are out on Twitter and the like. Matt doing a great job as we roll along with the coaches. Boy, they're coming in faster than we can get them on. Well, that means they're enjoying some of the great food here at Wolfie's as they await their turn. And we've got a new head coach this year in Lorain County over at Amherst, Pat Bray. Now, of course, Coach Bray has sat on the bench for several years, but they always say that biggest jump is the 6 inches from the assistant spot on the bench to that head coach's spot. But first of all, congratulations on being named the head coach over at Amherst. And I got to say that, you know, you and I are Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Your post after you were given the job, I mean, you were so excited about being named the head coach of the Amherst Comets. I think that's really cool. You're bringing a lot of passion to this job.
Hey, I'm just living the dream. Right now, I've been, you know, always thinking about doing this, especially at Amherst, and then to be able to have this opportunity, it's just, I tell everyone, I'm living a dream right now.
So, as I said, you now move that 6 inches to that next seat over. What's been the biggest adjustment, at least so far?
Just taking care of all the little things behind the scene that, as a JV coach, you didn't know all went into it. You know, trying to get everything set up, making sure this is taken care, just all those little paperwork stuff that you got to get everything settled. You got to make sure all that stuff's taken care of. And, man, my wife sits up every night and she's like, is this sure what you really wanted to do? So, you know, she supports me, and it's been great. So she's been helping me out every way she can, and it's been just a great probably 4 or 5 months that have gone by.
Well, I see you brought your private cheering section here tonight.
I told you we're like the Buckeyes. We travel well.
So what will be Pat Bray basketball? What's going to be your stamp on this program?
Well, you know, I've always talked about these guys. When I played the game, I played as hard as I could and gave everything into it. And I tell these guys, you know, our T-shirts talk about effort and attitude. You know, give me your best effort and give me a great attitude and good things will happen for us. And that's what we're trying to hang our hat on. We're going to come out every night and give our best effort. You know, every night you're going to see us diving on the floor. You're going to see us just getting up after it. And we're going to try to run a lot of guys at you. So that's what we've talked about, which we're going to try to do. You know, because at Amherst, we don't grow them big.
I've heard this for a few years now. I mean, it's like, wow, everybody's 5'9 to 6 foot.
Well, Casey calls me every time. He's like, hey, I heard this new kid moved in. I said, 6'8"? He's like, no. All right, thanks.
Speaking of the paperwork, just tell Casey to do all that. Let you coach and let him take care of the headaches. But I know you've been prepping for this for a long time. What have you taken from the other coaches that you've worked with that you think could help you establish what you want to do?
Well, first, I'm a student of the game. And that's what, you know, I've been around Coach Walsh when I was assistant at EC. And I picked up a lot of things from him. You know, I work with John Sally. I talked to John. I worked with Ed. You know, everything that I could absorb from them, I did. And then I'm trying to put my own little touches on all those things. So I have to say the most influential person in my coaching, you know, career was my head coach back in the day. And I still think about the moment as a freshman when I got moved up from freshman to JV. And then like a week later, the point guard on the varsity team broke his hand. And I was told that day, hey, you're going to the varsity practice. And I walked into practice. Coach sat us all down, and he looks around and goes, hey, in case you didn't notice, there's a new guy here. And if I don't watch it, he might be taking my job next. So
was Coach?
Haverfield.
Coach Earl Haverfield. Yep.
And now I look up sometimes and say, Coach, I got it. I got it, Coach. So he was a great guy. He taught me a lot. And he's really the one that, you know, pushed me in the right direction and said, hey, if you want this, you got to go get it. And we had some success back in those days, so that's what I'm trying to bring back to Amherst.
With that story, can you tell that to your kids to say, you've got to be ready at any time? You never knew. I didn't know that story. So, in other words, you start out as on the freshman team, and before you know it, within a week, you're literally on the varsity.
That, I've had people ask me, you know, hey, what do you think about a freshman playing varsity? I said, listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to put the best five guys on the floor that give me the best opportunity to win every night. You know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for guys that are going to give me everything they have when they're out there on the floor. You know, and I told these guys, we need 10, 11 guys. Every night we got to have 10 or 11 guys. If we don't have that, then we struggle because I told them, we're not high flyers. We're not 6'8". We got to make sure we do it the right way, and the right way is boxing out, busting your butt, getting on the floor, and give me 3 hard minutes, and we'll get the next guy in and give me the next 3 hard minutes. So that's what I talk to him all the time about that.
So who are some of these young men that you're counting on this year?
Well, I only have one returner from the varsity team, and that would be Casey McConaughey. And Casey's just a great kid. He's a great leader. He's been doing a great job with us in the weight room. And then I got Tino LeBoy. He's really worked hard this year. I have Marshall Busey. He can shoot it, and he's finally figuring out that taking it to the hole makes it a lot easier to shoot it from the outside. So he's been doing a great job. And then I have Reno Crewman. He's just one of those kids that's a bruiser. And everyone talks about it back home. They're sitting there saying about, we know how many fouls Reno's getting when he gets in. As many as he can before he gets out. So, you know, and then I have juniors. I have Chad Jones, Carter Zakowski, who is now about 6'4". So we're starting to get a couple ones there.
There you go.
Johnny Matakovic. I also have, I have Ryan Gowacki, who's only a sophomore. Garrig Gabry and Alec Tamakia, sophomores, that have come up to work hard. And, you know, I don't know where it all fits in, but we're trying to figure those pieces together. So we're going hard every day. And I told those guys, you know, we got to sometimes make it ugly. If it gets ugly, we got a chance.
What do you think of these new teams coming into the SWC? Midview, Avon, Ridgeville?
Well, that's the old school, you know. That's Lakeland.
The old Lakeland, yeah.
So I think it's great. I'm excited. I like the idea of having, you know, the close neighborhoods, you know, those close communities that are right outside of ours to play against. You know, Brian Morgan and me coach together down in Black River. It's always great to coach against him, you know. And then Troy just built a phenomenal program over there at Midview. You know, and Avon, just a city that grew up, and, you know, I have a lot of family from Avon, so, you know, it's just all these coming close together. So I'm just excited about it. Can't wait to do the short bus rides.
Your passion comes through, man, no doubt.
I'm telling you, this is a dream. It's a dream.
Well, hey, let's hope it's a dream come true that certainly lives up to its expectations for you. But congratulations on being named the head coach. As Rob said, you paid your dues, you earned your stripes, and you deserve this opportunity. Best of luck. Let's hope things go well for Amherst this
year.
Thank
you, Tim.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Bray is the head coach of the Amherst Comets, first-year head coach over at Amherst, as he will now guide the Comet program, and he joins us here at the table here at Wolfie's. Boy, we've got just all sorts of coaches here at Wolfie. So let's sneak in a quick timeout for news. And when we come back, we're going right back to high school basketball talk. It's our boys' high school basketball preview. We're here at Wolfie's. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.